ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京。こんばんはニューヨーク。こんにちはロンドン。
Start speaking Japanese in minutes and learn about culture and customs in just minutes more with Japanese Survival Phrases, a completely new way to master the basics of Japanese. To get more free Japanese lessons, go to JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. Signing up takes less than 10 seconds and you'll find more great lessons just like this one.
Now that we've covered basic greetings, today we'll introduce ways to say goodbye.Because obviously, you don't want to just walk away after a conversation. You want to end it, wrap it up. Okay, so a basic way to say goodbye that can be used for all occasions is sayonara, sayonara, which literally just means goodbye. Now, I know that in English we often pronounce it as sayonara, but in Japanese, there's really no strong intonation. It's just flat sayonara, sayonara.With no strong intonation. Now, sayonara is fairly polite, so you can use it for all occasions and for people of all ages, social status, whatnot. Now let's break it down by syllable. Sayonara. Sayonara. And the more casual way to say goodbye is bye-bye or jane. But this is used only amongst close friends.It'd be considered really rude if you use it on someone significantly older than you. So be careful. And when I say older, I mean even if the person is just a few years older, it could be considered rude depending on the relationship. For example, when I get to know an older colleague enough to joke around with them, I would still use honorific form or the polite form. I would never say jane or bye-bye to an older colleague or a mentor for that sake.And for business settings, neither sayonara or bye-bye is acceptable. The best thing to say is 失礼します。失礼します。Which could be translated as, please allow me to excuse myself. And when you say this, don't forget to bow. A more formal way to say this would be 失礼いたします。失礼いたします。失礼いたします。For example, with colleagues, you could say 失礼します。But to a company president or a corporate client, you would say 失礼いたします。Which is a grade higher. So it all depends on the relationship and the situation. And today's Sachiko Secret is about my favorite topic, talking on the phone. We'll go over how to start and end a phone conversation. Now the first thing you say when picking up the phone is,もしもし、もしもし、もしもし。Now, in modern day Japan, we only use it for that one purpose, to say hello on the phone. Only when you're picking up the phone would you say this. But this is actually short for the term, もしますもしますWhich is a polite way of saying, I'm about to speak, or I am speaking. When they first invented telephones, I guess they were saying, もしますもしますJust as a way of testing the phone or just making sure that the person on the other line can hear you. But that got shortened from もしますもしますto もしもし, which is much easier to say. So when the phone rings, you can say もしもし or just say はい, which means yes. And after a nice long conversation, you can use the phrases we learned today to wrap up. Typically, you would recap the next time you'll see or talk to that person.Such as, so I'll see you Sunday. Then put a cushion, じゃ or では. Then say goodbye, either in the polite form or the casual form, depending on who you're talking to. So to put all this together, for example, the casual way would be, じゃね or bye bye. And the polite way would be, では失礼いたします or では失礼します. So to put all this together, after the long conversation,Recap when you'll see that person again. I'll see you Sunday. じゃあ、失礼します。Or, じゃあ、バイバイ。Now you're ready to pick up the phone and have a conversation. Okay, so to close out today's lesson, Let's practice what you've just learned. I'll give you the English equivalent of the phrase, and you're responsible for shouting it out loud in Japanese. You got that? I'll give you a few seconds before I give you the answer. So good luck! 頑張ってください! The most common and useful way of saying goodbye? さようなら。さようなら。さようなら。The two casual ways of saying goodbye. Bye-bye. じゃあね。
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Or, じゃあね。
じゃあね。
じゃあね。And for business settings, we have two ways of saying goodbye. The first one, the simpler one, is...
失礼します。失礼します。失礼します。
And the more formal way of saying it is
失礼いたします。失礼いたします。失礼いたします。
All right, that's going to do it for today. See you later, which in Japanese is またね。
Go to JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. Signing up takes less than 10 seconds, and you'll find more great lessons just like this one. With Japanese survival phrases, you'll learn to speak with proper pronunciation and learn cultural insight and other insider information that will shock and amaze your friends, teachers, colleagues, and people you meet along the way. Go to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.